At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. A dissolution committee that will oversee the closing of Dallas County schools will appoint a CEO today to wind down operations through the end of the school year. DCS provides busing and other services to area districts, but voters last week decided to abolish the agency amid concerns about questionable finances and shady business practices. The decision to close has left DCS bus drivers nervous about their salaries, benefits, and overall future. The drivers aired their concerns at a news conference yesterday as the DCS board held their last meeting. Harold Lester has been driving for the agency for 20 years.
I'm a good driver. I appreciate what I'm doing. I like my money. I like my salary. And I don't want to lose it because I'm almost the oldest one here. I'm going on 77.
It's not known what will happen next to workers. The districts that use DCS will have to decide how they'll bus students. When we hear stories of mounting medical debt, they're usually about patients struggling to pay for health care. But doctors are also struggling with mounting debt from medical school. As part of our Breakthroughs project, Lauren Silverman reports some students are cutting costs by studying in Texas.
When Dallas doctor Don Reed enrolled in medical school at the UT Medical Branch at Galveston in 1964, he had to pay more than other students because he wasn't a Texas resident.
So back then I paid $500. I don't know whether that was a semester or a year, instead of $350. So things have changed a little bit since then.
To find out what paying for medical school looks like today, I visited Kelly Johnson's house in Fort Worth.
Hey, how's it going? I'm Lauren.
Kelly. Nice to meet you.
Four women live in this single-story ranch house, plus a dog and Kelly's cat, Drago, who sits on the kitchen table next to a bag of marshmallows while we talk. The roommates are all students at the University of North Texas Health Science Center's College of Osteopathic Medicine. And they've all taken out tens of thousands of dollars in loans.
I think anybody that's going into medicine, unless your parents are footing the bill or you have some way of paying for it, you're just expecting to be drowning in loans by the time you graduate.
17 years ago, way back in the year 2000, medical school grads owed an average of $125,000. Today, that average has climbed to $190,000. Jim Daly, an emergency physician who runs a personal finance site called WhiteCoatInvestor.com, says he's seen even worse.
I've run into lots of doctors with $900,000 in student loans. My record's actually $1.2 million.
How do you rack up $1 million in med school loans?
Well, it's surprisingly easy. You basically just pay for your entire education on credit and let it run. For example, if you went to an expensive undergraduate institution where the tuition was $40,000 or $50,000 a year and you borrowed the whole thing plus your living expenses, you would start medical school $200,000 or $300,000 in the hole.
Then 4 years of medical school could run you up to nearly $500,000, plus residency, where you're generally not making enough to pay off the debt.
And by the time you come out, it's $1 million. And then if you're a pediatrician making $150,000 a year, you're in deep trouble.
Which is one reason future doctors like Kelly Johnson, who's originally from Southern California, are choosing to study in Texas.
It's remarkably cheaper.
So much cheaper that Johnson bought this mid-1960s house in Fort Worth to help save money on med school. As a Texas resident, she'll only have to pay $19,000 a year. That's about the average in-state, compared to a national average of more than $32,000. In fact, the least expensive public medical school is Texas A&M Health Science Center. And in the last few years, a number of new medical schools have opened in the Lone Star State, bringing the total to more than a dozen. One of Johnson's roommates, Morgan Neal, always dreamed of becoming a doctor. She came from a family of missionaries and was raised in Midland.
I really lucked out in Texas because there's a lot of options here and it is cheap, comparatively, dirt cheap.
Even for an in-state student, Neal says the final price tag can be daunting. She racked up $50,000 in debt as an undergrad at Baylor. So by the time she's done with med school, dirt cheap will be
around $250,000.
Does the amount of money that you're going to have to pay off, does that scare you at all? Do you feel like it's manageable?
I mean, it's definitely scary. I try not to dwell on it for very long because it just makes me really anxious.
Neal wants to study infectious disease and work in Kenya, a place she grew up visiting. But to pay off that $250,000 in loans, she estimates it will take her a decade.
I know it does sound like a long time, but a lot of the doctors that I've shadowed and work with have been in practice for 20 years and are still making student loan payments.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a dichotomy just because there's this assumption that doctors make lots and lots of money.
Again, Dr. Jim Daly with WhiteCoatInvestor.com.
But when you owe three or four times your annual salary in student loans, that basically eats up most of that disposable income that you have.
Still, the public generally doesn't have much sympathy for doctors with debt.
Oh, I'm with the public all the way on this. I mean, I don't have much sympathy either for doctors.
Val Jones is also a doctor, though perhaps not the most popular one online right now. Earlier this year, she wrote a blog post to her colleagues essentially saying,
"You sound like a bunch of whiners and kind of entitled brats, frankly, when you, you know, complain about the debt compared to the debt of others who don't have the ability to get a high-paying job when they graduate."
In case you're wondering, Jones finished med school at Columbia University with $250,000 in student loans. She lived frugally and eventually paid it off. That said, she did become a specialist, and specialists tend to earn more money than family doctors, some as much as $400,000, whereas a primary care doctor pulls in half that. That's one reason there's a shortage of primary care doctors across the country, and especially in Texas. Back at the house in Fort Worth, Kelly Johnson and her roommates aren't sure what their ultimate career in medicine will be. The only thing that's certain is they'll be paying off debt for years to come, albeit a little less than most med school students in other states. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.
Forecast calls for cloudy skies through tomorrow. Also a chance of rain over that period, 30% today, 20% chance tonight and tomorrow, with a high this afternoon around 73. It's 68 degrees in Dallas, 70 in Fort Worth.